Daniel 5, Day 2. The astrologers are frustrated. In the same hour, the fingers of a man came out and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees knocked one against another. Then came in all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing, nor make known to the king the interpretation of it. Then King Belshazzar was greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astounded. From Prophets and Psalms, it was perceived from the word that it was profane, but it was not perceived by the primates who were in that religion. Divine Providence 231. There are many kinds of profanation, some lighter and some more grievous. First, the kind of profanation committed by those who make jests from the word and about the word, or from the divine things of the church and about them. This is done by some from a bad habit, by taking names or forms of expression from the word and mingling them with remarks that are unseemly and sometimes filthy. It is inevitable that this should be accompanied by some measure of contempt for the word. This kind of profanation, however, is lighter or more grievous according to the acknowledgement of the holiness of the word and the unbecoming character of the talk. Second, the kind of profanation committed by those who understand and acknowledge divine truths and yet live contrary to them. Those who only understand profane more lightly, while those who also acknowledge profane more grievously. For the understanding only teaches in the same manner as a preacher, and does not from itself conjoin itself with the will. But acknowledgement does make conjunction, for nothing can be acknowledged without the consent of the will. The profanation is according to the measure of the conjunction. If one acknowledges that revenge and hatred, adultery and fornication, fraud and deceit, blasphemy and lying, or sins against God, and yet commits them, he is in the more grievous form of this kind of profanation. Third, the kind of profanation committed by those who apply the sense of the letter of the word to confirm evil loves and false principles. This sense may be wrested to confirm heresies of many kinds. And he who confirms evil loves does violence to divine good, while he who confirms false principles does violence to divine truth. This latter violence is called the falsification of truth, the former the adulteration of good. It is clear that this is profanation. Fourth, the kind of profanation committed by those who speak with the lips pious and holy things, and who also by their tone of voice and gesture counterfeit the affections of the love of such things, and yet in their heart do not believe and love them. Hypocrisy, however, is lighter or more grievous, according to the degree of the confirmation against God and the outward reasoning in favor of God. Fifth, the kind of profanation committed by those who attribute to themselves what is divine. The same are meant and described whereby Babylon is meant the profanation of good, and by Chaldea the profanation of truth. Sixth, the kind of profanation committed by those who acknowledge the Lord and yet deny the divinity of the Lord. Such are meant by those who blaspheme the Holy Spirit, who will not be forgiven either in this world or in the world to come. In Matthew 12. Since the Lord is heaven, and consequently those who are in heaven are in the Lord, therefore those who deny the divinity of the Lord cannot be admitted into heaven and be in the Lord. Seventh, the kind of profanation committed by those who first acknowledge divine truths and live according to them, but afterwards depart from them and deny them. This is the worst kind of profanation, because such persons mingle things holy and profane to such a degree that they cannot be separated. And yet these things must be separated in order that men may find their place either in heaven or in hell. Almost the same thing happens with those who are in their heart acknowledge the divine things of the Word and of the Church, but who immerse them completely in their proprium, which is the love of ruling over all things. Questions and points for discussion. What role does fear play in repentance? Is repentance from fear useful? Is it spiritual, and will you get to heaven if you repent from fear? What use does fear for the church play? Is it spiritual? Will it really change things? What use does fear for our country play? Is it spiritual? Will it really change things? Try to think of specific examples of the different kinds of profanation listed here in your life, in the church, or in the country. First, jokes. Second, a contrary life. Third, using the letter to confirm. Fourth, hypocritical piety. Fifth, attributing the divine to self. Sixth, acknowledging the Lord but denying his divinity. And seventh, first living and then departing from and denying. How many today even bother to confirm their evils from the Word?